This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. Live with us right now is the BBC correspondent in Baghdad, Hugh Sykes. Hugh just visited the largest American internment camp in Iraq as it was being dismantled. That camp's called Camp Booker. Hugh, first let's get a picture of what you saw there as you flew over it in a helicopter.
From the air, Camp Booker, far out in the desert near the Iraqi border with Kuwait, looks like a town with grid-patterned streets. But as you get closer, you see rows and rows of huts, dozens of watchtowers, compounds surrounded by razor wire.
So, Hugh, why were you flying over this camp?
We're flying into it, in fact, flying over it before landing in the middle of it because it was closing down. Camp Booker was the largest American internment camp in Iraq. There are three main camps. There were three main camps. There are now two. The two remaining are at Taji and Cropper near Baghdad here. At its peak, Camp Booker held 22,000 people without charge, without trial, suspected insurgents, people like that. There are still 8,305 such people at Camps Cropper and Taji, which I think interestingly compares to the total number of detainees still interned in Guantanamo Bay, which is just 295.
What happened to those 22,000 who were at Camp Booker?
They were released without charge because it was decided that there was no case against them and they probably hadn't done anything. And if they had done something, it was fairly minor. So the American authorities thought it was safe to release them. There's some controversy. There was a huge double bomb explosion here in Baghdad on August the 19th at the Interior Ministry and one other location. And there were some rumors and suspicions that the bombs were planted and detonated by prisoners who had been released without trial. But I did ask General David Quantock, who's in charge of all detainee operations here in Iraq, about that. And he said there's absolutely no evidence that those bombs were caused and created by anybody who'd been released from camps. And in fact, the American view here is that those explosions, those murders of more than 100 people and scores more who were injured were actually carried out by Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
Hugh, Iraq is a sovereign nation. So why are these Iraqi citizens being held by U.S. troops? Why haven't we handed them over to Iraqi authorities?
It's a slow process. It can't happen overnight. There'd be total chaos if it did happen overnight. There was something called the Security Agreement, which was signed and agreed between Iraq and the United States, which came into force on the 1st of January this year. And this slow prisoner transfer to the Iraqi authorities is taking place under the terms of the Security Agreement, which has been agreed between the two countries. And the crucial detail is that by sometime in 2010, the Americans have to hand over all the remaining detainees to the Iraqi authorities or release them. And those they do hand over, they have to hand them over with enough evidence to stand up in court for them to face trial. And if they can't assemble enough evidence for that, they all have to be released.
So Hugh Sykes, BBC Baghdad correspondent, very, very quickly, did you speak with any of the people that had been released? What were their feelings toward their detainment?
I spoke to one former Camp Booker detainee, and he was held for 3 years without trial. So many of them have been held for that long. He was eventually released. No evidence against him. He was accused of killing people as part of the sectarian killing campaign here. He said he never did anything of the sort. All he did was support the resistance by being a supporter of Muqtadir al-Sadr and his Mehdi army. So okay. No case against him, he says.
Hugh Sykes joined us from the BBC Baghdad Bureau. Thanks so much.